Sweetest friends, we are continuing our shiur on the topic of Nashim and Mitzvos Esei Shemayim Krovim. This is the third shiur, and it is based again on a beautiful tshuva of the Heilige Kloizenberger Rebbe, the Divrei Yatziv. He is discussing a tshuva of his Heilige Zayde, the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim says that according to the Rambam, women are not allowed to do Mitzvos Esei Shemayim Krovim. So what did the Divrei Chaim mean by that? So it would appear that what he means is, says the Kloizenberger, based on the Beis Yosef and Simon Tov Kuf Pei Tes from the Agur and Simon Tov Tov Kuf Yud and the neighbor of Benu Yeshaya, that Dafka, without a bracha, it is mutter for women to blow the shofar. But if they make a bracha, the women are megale das, that they are doing it l'shem chova. And then you have a problem that they're being over on Baal Tosif. And also there's a problem of bracha l'batola, and the Beis Yosef writes that he writes, Mishum Baal Tosif, that these Rishonim say, Alts Baal Tosif, if they make a bracha, then it's not correct at all. That they're over on Baal Tosif. So Ayin Shem and the Beis Yosef, what he means by this. However, Rabbeinu Yeshaya holds like that. Rabbeinu Yeshaya says that if they make a bracha, they're over on Baal Tosif, and it's in the Sefer Machria, and in the Chochma Shlomo, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Tes, Sifav Bahaga, and also in the Yeshuas Yaakov and Orachaim, in Siman Yudzayim, Sif Katan Aleph, that through the bracha, then it seems that they are Mechavein to be Yotzei, and it's Shayach Baal Tosif, Afilu Shelo Bismano. Normally Baal Tosif is only Bismano, but here Afilu Shelo Bismano, they're over on Baal Tosif because they're Mechavein clearly Lotzeis. And he brings them up from the Maharshan, Erevin Sarivavam and Aleph, Di Maraschil Michal, that a bracha is instead of Kavana. Ayin Sham in the Yeshua Siakov and Orachaim and Simon Yudzain, Siv Kanath. Nobody, it's not so many people learn Yeshua Siakov. It's G'day, it's a big safe with a lot of words, but it's G'day to be mine sometimes. In any event, so that's what we have now. In the meantime, what we have is, we have in the name of Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that it is only permitted for women to blow without a bracha. But if they're doing it with a bracha, they're megalat das, that they're doing it l'shem chova, and then they have a problem of being over on Baal Tosif, and also bracha l'batala. So Beis Yosef argued, but the other Rishonim hold that way. Rabbeinu Yeshaya and another Rishonim and Achronim hold that way. So according to this, we can say that the Rambam says in Hilchos Tzitzis that if women want to be misatef b'loy bracha v'chein shar mitzvos esei shenashim peturos, if women want to do it, then ein mamamchin biyadan, we are not going to protest. We are going to allow the women to do these mitzvahs. That's daika b'lo bracha. Without a bracha, then there's not a problem of Baal Tosif. Then it doesn't look like Baal Tosif is not making a bracha. But with a bracha, then we are mocha, because then it looks like they're adding on to a mitzvah in the Torah, and that's a Baal Tosif problem. And this is because the Rambam, as we were marich in the previous shiurim to explain, the Rambam holds that women are not allowed to do smicha, even rishus. And there, there's definitely kavana l'chiyuva. They definitely have a kavana when they do smicha, to be yotzei their chiyuv, because otherwise it's aser how you're allowed to lean on the animal. So the only way they're allowed to do smicha on the animal is because they are being mekayim their chov, and therefore they're not allowed to do smicha on the animal because they have no chov. So that's a problem of Baal Tosif. So only with a bracha, when it's clear that they're from their ma'isa, that they're adding on to a mitzvah, they're saying I'm chayevus in this mitzvah, then it's aser. But without a bracha, then they can do it. And that's what the Divrei Chaim concluded with his pilpul, that according to the Rambam, it seems clear that women should not do mitzvahs esei shezman grama, and hainu bibracha. That's only when the Rambam says women should do mitzvahs esei shezman grama, that's only with a bracha, because only in such a case that they're making a bracha is it shayich baal tosif, because that shows that they have kavana. So that's the shita lefi the Divrei Chaim of the Rambam, that women are not allowed to do mitzvahs esei shezman gramas with a bracha. They're only allowed if they can wear tzitzis, but they have to wear tzitzis without a bracha. And the problem is that it looks like they're being, when they're making a bracha, that they're adding onto a mitzvah in the Torah, and that we don't allow them to do. But without a bracha, it's beseder, so the women can do mitzvahs shemai grom without a bracha, except for smicha. Again, smicha is a problem because then they're doing avodah bekachim, and not allowed to lean on the animal. But and that's where the Rambam paskins. But otherwise, they can do brachas, just mitzvahs, just without a bracha. In the Yeshua Siakov, he writes, "Sheidu lifnei ha'nashim ksheirim she'agoyin ha'chochem tzvi micha b'nashim sh'lei yivarchu al mitzvah se'esei shazman gurama." That kosher and believable people testified before him that the Gaon Chacham Tzvi protested on women that they should not make a mitzvah esei shazman gurama. And it's known that the Divrei Chaim, the Heilige Divrei Chaim, also assured women to be makayim mitzvah esei shazman gurama. And he said that a woman should not make a bracha on an esrog, and she shouldn't sit in a sukkah. And if she does so, he can promise, he's hineni maftiach labanim hagunim. So don't make a bracha on the esrog and don't sit in the sukkah. Today we know that Ashkenazi women are generally noheg. I wonder what Tzanzer women do. But most Ashkenazi women are noheg to make brachas on mitzvah shazman gurama. But the Divrei Chaim was quite an Ashkenazi, so he said no. But the question is, why dafka esrog and sukkah, not shofar? We know that everybody, we're knowing that women go to shul to hear shofar. So this is discussed in numerous places by the Kleisenberger. He has a sefer, Svarim Michtavei Torah, which are amazing. He writes about this in Siman Tzadi Gimel Tzadi Dalet, Chelik Vav Siman Tafnun Beis, and in the Kovetz Yisrael Saban, and the Kilion Tes Amud Dalet, and Gilion Samach Gimel Amud Tafshin Chaf Aleph, Gilion Ayin Zayin Amud Pei Tes. So he talks about this in numerous places, a beautiful Choveret they used to come out with called Yisrael Sabbat stopped coming out. The Rebbe is Nifter, unfortunately, but a lot of great pulpulim from the Rebbe. The Rebbe was Mamash Gaon. It's beautiful to learn. So Al Kopanim, why you can look in all those sources that I noted, but why are women going to hear shofar and shul but not lulav and esrog? So we could say, based on the Pnei Yoshua at the beginning of Perek Ketzet Mevarchim and Brachas Lamed Hei Omed Aleph, the Ramaskel B'chad, that Birchas HaMitzvah is Min HaTorah, and he brings from the Yerushalmi, and Brachas Perek Vav at the beginning of Halacha Aleph, that learns from the Etna L'chas Luchas Evin V'HaTorah V'HaMitzvah, Matorah Tuna Bracha, Af Mitzvah Tuna Bracha, and in the Primacy, you see that not only Torah require a Bracha, but a Mitzvah also requires a Bracha, Ayin Sham, the Prima Gadim, and his Psicha L'chas Brachas, Os Tes Vav. He also discusses this, and therefore esrog in sukkah, that everybody makes their own bracha if she's mekayim the mitzvah and she brings herself into a chiyuv mitzvah. Now she might be chayevus min haTorah to make a bracha, and then she gets involved in the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos if she should be making a bracha. Tosfos holds that she should make a bracha. The Rambam holds she shouldn't make a bracha. So he pashut machnisat atzma letzarot. What is she putting herself in this situation now where she has to decide like one of the shittas of the Rishonim? And lefi the Yerushalmi, it's a safek Torah. This bracha might be even a chi of Torah. And therefore, it's preferable that she shouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah at all. Afilu shelo bebracha. So just don't do it at all. Even without a bracha, don't take your esrog and your sukkah, and this way you will avoid any problems. So not only before we said that according to the Divrei Chaim that she shouldn't make a bracha on esrog and not even sit in the sukkah, but he even asked a woman to be makayim the mitzvah, not only the bracha but even the mitzvah itself. Why the mitzvah itself? So the answer is because of the bracha problem. Then they're machnis themselves to chiyuv, to possible chiyuv bracha, and therefore if they don't be mekayim the mitzvah, then they don't have anything to worry about. Mashen can be shofar that she doesn't make a bracha, she just hears the tkiyas nevat, okay, makes the bracha, and he's motzi. Everybody in the mitzvah says no chashash at all. What's the problem? What's the problem? She's not making the bracha. So she's just listening. There's no problem with Baal Tosif. He's making the bracha. The tokeh is making the bracha. And so it doesn't look like she's adding on to mitzvahs of the Torah. And also she's not making any brachas lebatala, because on the tzad that she shouldn't be making a bracha, so she's not making one. And the tzad that she could be yotzei with the Baal tokeh. And even according to the way we paskin that birchas mitzvahs of the rabbana, nevertheless, it's pshita that women are patur from mitzvahs shel mangrama, even midrabbana. They can just be machmer on themselves, ladas hatosis. And therefore, with this chumr, they're going to be machmer themselves to a suffix derabbanan if they don't make a bracha. And if they do make a bracha, then there's l'chashash bracha levatola, and there's l'chashash baltosif according to Rabbeinu Yeshaya. And also according to the Rambam, there's a chashash of Baal Tosif and Bracha Levatala, according to the Heilige Devei Chaim, and therefore Sheval Taisa Odif, so we have a strong support for women not to make a bracha on their mitzvah says Ishmael Grom, although I think most women want to make a bracha. I don't see women having a problem with making a bracha. I think they don't have a, you know, if they're told not to, they don't. Women are ksheros, they only want to do what the halacha says, but it's really not an issue so much that people would complain about. Anyway, also there's another problem that since not all women are the greatest Torah scholars in the world, and there are a lot of halachas of Arab Minim, and there are a lot of dinim regarding the sukkah, so a lot of sukkahs are puzzle. So there's a concern, maybe women are going to make a bracha levatol on Arab Minim that are puzzle, or a sukkah that's puzzle. And even though today most people bring their Arba Minim to the Rav, and the Rav Paskins, and the Rav knows what he's doing, and the sukkahs, are there so many sukkahs psulas today? I don't know. But maybe there were back when this tshuva was written in 1969. As we mentioned, this was written in 1969, 11 days after my brother was born, 3 days after his bris. What a day. In any event, this is about when the Mets were winning the World Series, by the way, if... just to put it in historical context. So if not for the word, says the Kloisenberger, of my grandfather in the tshuva, so I would say that, so anyway, so that's a possibility. Maybe we're worried not to tell them not to make a bracha on the sukkah and the lulav, because maybe they're going to be puzzled, we don't want to make the bracha levatala. But if not for the divrei chayim, we could say also that the sheet of the Rambam that they shouldn't make a bracha is a prat in his shita that he passes in Uchos Brachos, that bracha levatala is min haTorah, like the Magen Avraham says famously in Siman Reish Tes Vav Siv Katan Vav. And a lot of poskim rechoshesh, even besveik sveika, even if you have two reasons to make a bracha, nevertheless they're rechoshesh because of the chomer of losisa. In order to be able to losisa shem hashav, in order to be able to bracha levatala, which according to the Rambam, at least according to the Magen Avraham's shita, is daraisa. And look in the Prima Gadim, it's Psicholuchos Brachos Ozdalin. And therefore, the Rambam was Choshesh Shafilu, Hechmiru al Atzman lo Yevarchu. Even if they're Machman themselves, they shouldn't make a bracha because they shouldn't come to a Takala of Bracha Levatala, the Osen She'enan Bikios. So whoever doesn't know how to do it, the Rambam says in general, they shouldn't make brachas. So those who aren't Bikios they don't know they're going to do the mitzvah properly, so then they shouldn't be making brachas, and that's the reason why we tell them not to make a bracha. Or with Pratt, single girls, that who's going to sit and worry and teach the single girls? I mean, their father should, but you know, maybe he's busy with other things. So therefore, just like we have a chashash of lulav that goes there mishumeno baki, here also we have a chashash of bracha levatala if they don't know properly how to do the mitzvah. So we just tell them in general not to do the mitzvah so they don't come to a bracha levatala, because bracha levatala might well be daraisa. And that would explain the Rambam's shita that they're not to make a bracha. According to the way the Rambam is being understood, that the women in general shouldn't be making brachas on mitzvah seishes mangrama. That's the way the Divrei Chaim understood him. They shouldn't do mitzvah seishes mangramas, and they certainly shouldn't make a bracha. In other words, Rambam says they have rishus to do mitzvah seishes mangramas, but the explanation we gave of the Rambam is that they shouldn't do mitzvah seishes mangramas with a bracha, either again because of Baal Tosef or because of bracha levatala, and therefore we're especially machmir when it comes to certain things, when it comes to lulav, when it comes to esrog, not to do the mitzvah at all, lest they come to a bracha levatala, and also possibly because they, in general, another reason. This is not in the Rambam. The Rambam allows women to wear tzitzis. But in general, the reason not to be mekayim mitzvah seishes mangrama, again, would be because since women, since there's an isur d'oraisa of making the bracha levatala, So to do a mitzvah without a bracha gets you in trouble, because you're darned if you do, darned if you don't. If they make the bracha, then it might be a bracha levatala, because they're not supposed to be making brachas. And if they don't make a bracha, then maybe they should be going like Tosis, and who says they should make a bracha? So therefore, to avoid doing the mitzvah altogether is the easiest way. And so they avoid the bracha problem, but again, to go to shul and hear the shofar, that's not a problem, because somebody's making the bracha for them. Also, it says in Aruch Chaim Siman Peches, there's an opinion there that an isha nida b'mei riyas shouldn't be maskir shem shamayim ayin shem demogen avram sif katan beis. And there's a big tshuva in the Divrei Yatsiv and the Chelik Yoredeya b'bir Divrei Harishonim. V'nagu b'beis Abba, in his father's house, the minhag was that women don't daven ma'ariv. So we paskin women do are maskir as Hashem, but there is a shita that women aren't maskir as Hashem b'mei riyasam when they're nidos. So in his father's house, women don't daven ma'ariv, which is only rishus, and it could be part of the reason was is because of nidos. They didn't want to end up davening when they're nidos, so they don't daven at all. And chalt, and to make brachas, so maybe they don't make brachas because they might come to make brachas even be many dusam and sheva al tase adif. And also, women don't make havdalah for themselves, like we see in Aruch Chaim and Sof Siman Reish Tzadi Vav. Ayin Shem and the Taz and Sifkat and Zayin and Magen Avram Sifkat and Yud Aleph. And it could be because it's with a bracha. And since they're pater, they're concerned now it's nida, and therefore they shouldn't be machmir. And the Kloisenberger says that he heard from his father, who heard from the Divrei Chaim, that their reason b'derech ha'emes, b'derech ha'nister, that mitzvah says Yishman Grama, it's better women not do these mitzvahs. And if that's the case, then we have the Nigla and the Nister coming together. That Alpi Nigla, we have reasons they shouldn't make the bracha, either because of Nida, or because of Bracha Vatala, because of Baal Tosif, whatever it may be. And also Alpi Nister, so the Nigla and the Nister come together. So again, this is all one Mahalach. Obviously, the Minig of Ashkenazi women is to make a bracha, the Minig of Ashkenazi Sfardim. Ravadia, as we mentioned, has a beautiful tshuva on this, Siman Lamates to Mem Aleph, where he talks about it. Maybe we'll have shiurim on that as well. But the Sephardi women, many of them are knowing not to make a bracha. And we have a lot more to say on this sugya. Very interesting things coming up, I hope. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.